By the time Ronald Reagan was elected, Pryor had disavowed use of the term. But a new generation was taking the reins of pop culture. Everything was new, raw, and angry. The most visceral film of the late 1980s was Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, anchored by its profane racist rant montage.
Dago wop, guinea, garlic bread, pizza slinging, spaghetti bending, victim on, Perry Como, Luciano Pavarotti.
Fried chicken and biscuit eating, monkey ate baboon, big thigh, fast running. Take your fucking pizza and go the fuck back to Africa.
At the same time, hip-hop and rap storytelling gave new voice to young black Americans. On the West Coast, a group of young rappers called themselves N.W.A., Niggas with Attitude, and their first underground album, Straight Outta Compton, featured 46 uses of the N-word. 3 years later, their album Niggas for Life featured 185 uses of the word and went to the top of the charts. The word gained new currency in popular culture.